The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
This election is a choice between my plan to deliver historic, and you know what this is going to be, right? Historic. This is historic prosperity. Another major tax cut to go along with the biggest tax cut in the history of our country.
Donald Trump inherited a strong economy from Barack and me, just like he inherited everything in his life. He squandered that economy like he squandered everything else.
Well, staying stateside, what looks like one of the crucial presidential elections is fast approaching. But it seems at this late stage that some of corporate America is turning on Donald Trump. For instance, Expensify's chief emailed customers to suggest they vote for Biden. He suggested a Trump win would stoke civil unrest, saying, quote, "Not many expense reports get filed during a civil war." Well, we're joined by the Washington correspondent for the Irish Times, Suzanne Lynch. Suzanne, is it the case, you can't totally generalize about corporate America, I'm sure there are lots of Democrats, lifelong Democrats as well as Republicans, but is there a sense that a lot of the big corporations are singing a different tune now about Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think traditionally in America, the Republican Party was seen as the party of business, the party of commerce, of low tax, etc. But there has seemed to have been a change here under the Trump administration. Trump, of course, in many ways, ran as a populist, somebody who was going to protect the American worker and not the bottom line of businesses. So I think it's reflecting the kind of changes that have happened in the Republican Party since Trump was elected president. So you're definitely getting more of a willingness by a lot of companies to speak out. And I think it's because in that letter that you mentioned there, this fear about a transition of power here next week, Donald Trump has said he may not accept the results of this election. And I think some people in corporate America are trying to make the point that, you know, the US economy depends on the fact that it is the world's biggest democracy. And if that's under threat, that is bad for business.
But ultimately, is it all a bit self-serving as well? Because big corporations who backed Donald Trump, they got the tax cuts, they got the rollback on environmental regulations, they got the stock market bull run that made them all even richer, their executives. So having got all that, they now decide, maybe it's time to move on.
Yeah, it's a very good point. And I think what we need to remember here is that the fact that Joe Biden won the Democratic nomination is significant. You know, just earlier this year, it looked like Bernie Sanders, a self-described socialist, or even Elizabeth Warren, they could have become the Democratic nominee. And then, you know, I don't think we would be seeing these companies come out and criticize Donald Trump in that way. Instead, Joe Biden has now become the party's nominee, and he's much more centrist in terms of his economic policies. Yes, he has said he's going to reverse the corporate tax cut that Donald Trump introduced, but it's most likely going to be more incremental than that. He's also probably going to push through a more active industrial policy. So for certain companies, it would be quite good. For example, I think there's a lot of disappointment by some of the big, you know, building companies, etc. here that, you know, this huge infrastructure plan never really happened under Trump. I think if you look at another sector, I mean, tech, which is a huge part of the stock market, obviously here, the tech companies in Silicon Valley have become under a lot of pressure from Trump and a lot of pressure from conservative Republicans in Congress who have accused them of, you know, anti-conservative bias in their platforms and have been really pushing the issue of further regulation. So, you know, I'd say a lot of people on the tech side will be happy for a change. But you're right. I mean, they got what they wanted on tax cuts. And I think a lot of people are seeing which way the wind is blowing here. They think Donald Trump is going to lose. That is by no means a done deal, you know. And just one little anecdote. I think it's quite a risky strategy in a sense by American business. I was at a lunch here just before the pandemic, a kind of a corporate lunch. And the host made a kind of joke about Donald Trump, a kind of smart joke. And most of the room laughed. But at my table, there were people at table who were very offended, business people who are Republicans who like Donald Trump.
Well, there's always been that sort of strange relationship between Trump and corporate America. big allies in relation to his policies, but then an uneasiness among executives who kind of just thought he was a bit of a... I mean, I read one example of a guy who used to organise a big CEO summit, and before he became president, he would invite Donald Trump to it, and other CEOs would say, what's he doing here? He's not a serious CEO. But then inevitably, when he became president, they're all in to see him.
Yeah, that's interesting because, of course, Donald Trump built his brand on being a businessman, you know, on The Apprentice, but, you know, the working man's businessman, if you like. And, of course, there's lots of questions about his own abilities in the business world and what's waiting for him if he leaves the White House in terms of his own finances. So, yeah, it's you know, it's a difficult situation for a lot of companies. And I think the reason is Donald Trump is so divisive as a president that I think over the last few years there's been a few moments for corporate America. There was the Me Too movement. And then more importantly, actually, the Black Lives Matter movement over the summer. I mean, that was a real moment of cultural reckoning for America over race. And I think a lot of companies had to kind of look at the whole issue of diversity, just as they had to do with the Me Too movement. And, you know, there really is a sense in this country you have to come down either side. You know, Donald Trump is just such a polarizing figure that I think they felt very uncomfortable, a lot of people in corporate America, about what Donald Trump was saying about the country. So, you know, that's moved front and centre. As you say there, it may well be because they're happy now, they've got what they wanted.
It's not a done deal, Suzanne. You were saying by any means, even reading the polls. Would you like to call it?
Well, it's very difficult. I've been around the country for the last few weeks, Richard, and I must say the energy on the side of Trump supporters is very real. I think there's a real motivation there on his side. So there's obviously been a big increase in turnout in early voting so far. It's very difficult to read that. Some of the suggestions are that this is going to benefit Democrats. But look, what I saw anecdotally, Donald Trump is still very popular and will still be popular even if he loses. You know, if he has 40%, you know, of voters, for example, that's a sizable chunk of the American population.
The TV network awaits. Suzanne Lynch from the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.